Hi everyone, welcome back to the MetaBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of loperamide found under the gastrointestinal section at MetaBullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 40-year-old woman presents to her primary care doctor for diarrhea that started last night. She denies having eaten any bad foods, and no one around her was sick with the same symptoms. However, she did have a meal with raw oysters 2 nights ago, but reports that the restaurant is always so clean. She reports having recently had a urinary tract infection and is currently taking antibiotics for it. She notes that the diarrhea started soon after starting her antibiotics. Her vital signs are within normal limits, and her routine laboratory testing is normal as well. She has started on loperamide. Let's continue with an introduction to loperamide. Its mechanism of action is that it is a mu opioid receptor agonist, which decreases gut motility. So it decreases fecal volume and increases the viscosity in the gut. Since it has poor central nervous systemic penetration, there is a low concern for addiction. Clinically, it is used for acute diarrhea, such as in the setting of traveler's diarrhea. Adverse effects include constipation, nausea, dry mouth, and it can cause QT prolongation. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to loperamide, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 34-year-old woman presents to the clinic complaining of constipation and dry mouth. She had uncontrollable diarrhea for 1 day and took some medications afterwards. The patient denies any recent hospitalizations or antibiotic use. She also denies melena, hematochezia, nausea, or vomiting. Vitals are within normal limits. What medication did the patient take? And the answer choices are choice 1, loperamide, choice 2, metronidazole, choice 3, oral vancomycin, choice 4, sulfasalazine, or choice 5, sertraline. The best answer to this question is choice 1, loperamide. The patient is presenting with constipation and dry mouth, which are common side effects of loperamide, a common over-the-counter antidiarrheal agent. The patient most probably had acute gastroenteritis, as the question stem states uncontrollable diarrhea for 1 day. Thus, it can be inferred that the patient took an antidiarrheal agent. Loperamide is an opiate and a common over-the-counter antidiarrheal agent. The drug utilizes the known side effect of opiates, which is constipation, to treat diarrhea. Common side effects include constipation, dry mouth, abdominal discomfort, nausea, and dizziness. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. Metronidazole is an antibiotic used in the treatment of Clostridium difficile infections. However, this patient denies recent hospitalization or antibiotic use, making acute gastroenteritis a more likely cause of her symptoms. Choice 3. Oral vancomycin is indicated in severe or refractory C. difficile infections, which is not the case here. Choice 4. Sulfasalazine is the first-line treatment for ulcerative colitis, which commonly presents as continuous abdominal pain and blood in the stool. This patient only had acute diarrhea for 1 day, making acute gastroenteritis more probable. Choice 5. Sertraline is an SSRI which can be used in the treatment of irritable bowel syndrome, a chronic disease state. It commonly presents with constipation, diarrhea, or a combination of both. Finally, a bullet summary. Loperamide is an opiate and antidiarrheal agent with common side effects of nausea, dizziness, constipation, dry mouth, and abdominal discomfort. That's all for this review about loperamide. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.